I will give now a background to the reading. Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote this letter to the Christians in Rome. And Rome, of course, was the capital of the Roman Empire. He wrote this letter when he was staying in Corinth. Rome was a typical worldly city with different nations living together. Its population was estimated to have been 600,000 to 1 million in the first century. Rome was built on the seven hills along the east bank of the river, the Tiber River, 22 miles from its mouth. Paul spent 2 years in house arrest in Rome and later awaiting executions. The Jews were once expelled from Rome by the Emperor Claudius. According to Acts, Christians were also expelled during this time. It could be that Roman officials by this time did not differentiate between the Christians and the Jews. Perhaps even the Christian community was not large enough at this moment of time to be significant. Later, this would change when Claudius' son, adopted son Nero, accused the Christians for a fire that devastated Rome in 64 AD. The Christians must have been then quite a large crowd to draw the attention of the emperor, a large enough crowd to be accused of such an horrendous offense. But this was also the start of the execution of the Christians in Rome that lasted from 64 to 66 AD. And there is an early tradition that says that both Paul and Peter were at this time being executed, becoming martyrs of the Christian church. We do not know especially and exactly when Paul was executed or Peter. We do not know even in the New Testament. There's no mention when Peter got in Rome and how long he remained before he was executed. The church itself existed of both Jews who converted to Christendom and Gentiles who converted. And most of the issues Paul addressed in this letter concerned both of these two groups. The church in Rome was not found by Paul, and prior to his imprisonment in Rome, never visited the city or the congregation. His first contact with the church in Rome, when he met Aquila and Priscilla at Corinth, because Aquila and Priscilla were expelled from Rome, like I said earlier, in the time of Claudius. And his greeting, Paul mentions a large circle of Christians in Rome. And he also mentions the several households. And this brings us to conclude there must have been several house churches or congregations who met in houses during that time. In his letter to the church in Rome, he gave the new Christians a clear interpretation of what the salvation of God through Jesus Christ means. And in our reading, it's no exception. And in our reading, he addresses one of the main issues that existed between these two groups. They argued about the law of God. The converted Jews said, but the law of God is the most important, while excluding the other group, because they were under no obligation of the law, because they didn't know it, they were Gentiles. And now Paul says, and he says this earlier, it's like the relationship between Christ and Adam. Adam sinned against God. Israel sinned against God. And although they were under the obligation of the Torah or the law of God, they never obeyed the law. They always rebelled against God. They could not fulfill the law. But Jesus Christ came, and he fulfilled every letter of the law. And he summed up the law when he said in the Gospels, love God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And this is the new law. And both groups are under the obligation now of this new law, this law of love. But not love as a feeling or a passing emotion. Love that says something of sacrificially, something of committal. It's sacrificial love. Love that seeks no return, that doesn't boast. Love that overpowers all negativity and destruction. When they obey this new obligation, then they are acting like people of the light. And they are acting like people who have experienced God's salvation through Christ. And it also seems evident through this letter that the early church and Paul had a view that the world is going to end quite soon. And therefore, they must be ready and they must be alert. They need to be prepared. And he uses a metaphor of day and night to describe their situation. Although it is still night, the day, the end time, is approaching fast. They must therefore wake up and be ready when the first sunlight appears. They are people who are different because they have a new focus, namely Jesus Christ. They must act like people who have received the garments of glory. They must clothe themselves in Jesus Christ. Amen. The text verse for the sermon this morning comes from verse 14. 14a. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever experienced the embarrassment to turn up at a function and realize that you are not properly dressed for the occasion? Well, I think this has probably happened to most of us. And when this happens, you wish that the earth can just open and you can just disappear. This is a dreadful feeling. And when I thought about this analogy, it dawned on me, this is exactly why we as Christians sometimes feel uncomfortable and uneasy, especially if we clothe ourselves with Christ. It is as if we are at a party with swimming costumes, while the rest is in evening gowns. Or in the analogy of Paul, wearing day clothes, while everyone else are in their pajamas. As Christians, we are supposed to feel uncomfortable in this world. And I think this is exactly what Paul was trying to tell this congregation in Rome. They must live the good news of Jesus' salvation to all people. They must love God. They must love like God loved the world. They must do His will, as He summarized the law in the Gospels, namely, to love Him and the neighbor as they love themselves. And we need to do the same. We need other people to see we wear different but appropriate clothes fitting to our faith. Through faith, we became the followers of God. We are supposed to wear different clothing. We need to travel light because this world is not our destiny. We are merely passing through. We do not need pockets to store material things. We do not need fancy clothing because God gave us already the garments of glory, the glimmer of hope of the everlasting life. We do not need raincoats for a rainy day because we trust Him. We know that whenever the storms erupt, He will help us and guide us through His Holy Spirit. We do not need special footwear because He will help us to walk over hills and mountains. We do not need special gloves to handle the problems and the challenges and the difficulties of this world because we know that God will, through His Holy Spirit, help us to come to terms with whatever we are experiencing. Each and every moment that we suffer, each and every bad news that we receive, God will help us through His Holy Spirit. In every challenging and difficult situation, we can just close our eyes and know God's Spirit is with us. And we do not need warm jackets to feel warm and cozy, because God will let the fires of faith burn in our hearts through His Holy Spirit. We have already received all we need through the redemption of Jesus Christ. Faith, hope, and love. Believing and trusting in God in every situation. But you and I need to share the love of God to all people. But listen carefully. I did not say our love. I said God's love. God's love that goes beyond human understanding. This is a love not based on feelings or emotions, but rooted in a commitment to serve and sacrifice beyond any call of duty. I'm talking of the love where God saved us, pardoned all our sins and transgressions, gave us the hope of the new kingdom, the love where He helps us each moment of every day through His Holy Spirit. If we feel uncomfortable because people are staring at us, criticizing us, making remarks because we are clothed differently, then we must not be rude. Then we must be witnesses of the grace and the mercy and the love of God that we receive in Christ. Then we must see all the critique in a different light. They are the ones who are wearing pajamas while we are already clothed in garments of God's glory. Maybe this is how we must look at ourselves. We are clothed in Jesus Christ, meaning we have received His full pardon and redemption, which He shares with us through His Holy Spirit. He gave us faith. He gave us the trust to hold on to Him. We are part of His kingdom. We are not part of this world. We do not belong to this world. We belong to God. We belong to the new kingdom where there will be no more tears, no pain, and no suffering. So let us metaphorically take off any clothing that is a reminder of the night. I think it's time that we start wearing our spiritual clothing that signifies and symbolizes our faith, our hope, and love in our Lord and Savior. Let us wear our garments of glory with pride and joy. And let us always act through the mercy and the love of God when people do criticize us. Amen.